This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shootings over the long holiday that included July 4th, 18 people dead as a result, over 100 people injured, including in Philadelphia. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope that you are safe and sound after the holiday and had a chance to catch your breath. Sad for the people in Philly, where some more details are emerging about a man who just randomly started shooting at cars and people who were walking down the street and killed them, saying he was trying to clean up the neighborhood. While that was going on, a fourth victim was found dead after a mass shooting at a 4th of July block party in Shreveport, Louisiana. Just sad, sad, evil, evil things happening. And some say part of it has to do with the weather, but whatever excuse you want to use, there is none as far as I'm concerned. But there is some wicked weather. Wicked weather means it's so hot, how hot is it, that you don't want to go outside. And if you do and you're not careful, you could have a heat illness, which is happening to people who feel like they've hydrated enough or they're in great shape and they're fine. And then they're not fine all of a sudden because of the temperatures that we're talking about, where you're in the triple digits. Listen, people listening in Arizona, you all know what that's like. But even when you know it, sometimes it just becomes something you deal with and don't think about. So it's that time of year, and you go out, and then the next thing you know, you're feeling really faint, exhausted, and all the things that can lead to some terrible things. So Tuesday was the Earth's hottest day on record based on some unofficial data, according to scientists. It comes as we've been talking about how hot things have started to become, and the Earth's average temperature rose to 62.9 degrees. This is according to the University of Maine's climate analyzer. This is this tool that's based on satellite data and computer simulations, if you're curious about that. And it's the highest temperature that they've seen since records started, not necessarily that long ago, 1979. And what does that mean for people? It means security guards, construction workers, people that are in the elements all day, especially at work, absolutely feeling it. People who are delivering mail, all of those that spend some time outdoors. And it's just a brutal heat waves that have killed dozens of people, at least 13 in the U.S. So good idea, if you weren't paying attention before, to really pay attention to what the specific temperature is going to be. The humidity plays such a very big part in all of that, and the way you feel when you're outside. You know, when they say it feels like it's 115 degrees, really heed all of that. Speaking of people who spend some time outdoors, UPS may strike, and the fact that they might strike could really kind of throw a monkey wrench into the economy. But the Teamsters Union, the company, they ended talks without a new contract after 2 months of trying to hammer something out, 2 months of negotiating. And it's a pretty big union. 340,000 of the company's workers we're talking about, and they couldn't get a consensus on a new 4-year labor contract. And the union said, we'll walk away. They've got a month left to negotiate. They haven't done it, and they're trying to stay at the table, they say. But regardless, it could be a strike on August 1st. because it expires July 31st, this contract, at midnight. And there are no additional negotiations, by the way, that have been scheduled. But that, of course, can change. But they did not accept whatever the latest offer was. So they're inching a little bit closer to a massive strike. And I started to think about this. Do you get anything delivered, UPS, or are you getting it different ways? And that would really shut down a big area of you know, package and commerce and all of that if it does go out. So we'll see. Like I mentioned, no future talks have been set. None. This was kind of a shocking thing to read. There's some conversation about Madonna going to the hospital, and you could say, oh, Madonna, you know, who cares, singer, whatever. But iconic for sure, regardless, and, you know, setting all kinds of records in her career and definitely a brand. I think she taught lots of people about the value of brand and being able to pivot on that. She had to be revived by a Narcan injection. So some of those details are starting to come out about that. It's really true. She was that close to dying, and that's an emergency medical treatment that reverses life-threatening effects, just if you're not aware of it. And it can reverse septic shock in patients, and supposedly that was what Madonna was suffering from, and that's what was use. So, wow. Meanwhile, while all of that is happening and she was battling it out, other things were happening across the country celebrating the 4th of July, meaning people were on the roads trying to get back, dealing with traffic snarls, or some were dealing with flight delays. And while the flight delays and cancellations really were pretty bad on Friday, and then later in the weekend, it could have been worse, right? Now, I say that, but if you were somebody who had to deal with it, then it was the worst for you. And staff shortages, that's part of the problem, trying to recover quickly, still saying that. The fact that they don't have enough people in the towers, that's another excuse that's being used, but it's legitimate because they need more air traffic controllers. So you look at the delays and you look at the cancellations and the storms and the smoke and the heat, what was threatening leading into 4th of July absolutely affected some of that travel. Really, United was a crapshoot of all the airlines. That seemed to be the worst. The I use this thing that maybe some of you have. It's kind of neat on an app you can get. It's called FlightAware. And it shows the flights that are delayed, flights that are canceled, all of that. And the greatest number of canceled flights happens to be United, or delayed flights. 487 flights from or within the U.S. have been canceled as of noon Thursday. Another 2,000 delayed. Yikes. And that's what we saw over the weekend. 8,000 flights canceled. Ooh, my, oh, my. Headed to Man Cave next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
To talk about, to mention here right from the get-go. So let's just dive into that. How about this? One of the greatest players in baseball. I think he's the best. Angels' Mike Trout is progressing, I guess, pretty well after successful surgery on Wednesday. That to repair a broken bone that he received when he fouled off a pitch Monday night. So the timeline for his return, tough for the Angels. 4 to 8 weeks. 4 to 8 weeks. But the surgery went well. That's the good news there. And it was weird. I saw some of the footage of this. He fouled off an 0-1 pitch from Nick Martinez. He was leading off the eighth inning, and he shook his left arm like it felt weird. The trainer came out and checked on it, and then he left the game. So, you know, he's a three-time AL MVP. He was selected to his 11th All-Star team on Sunday, 10th straight as a starter. But obviously he's not going to be playing in the All-Star matchup, and it's a little frustrating, he said. But like he mentioned, the surgery was successful. Now it's about getting back into action in 4 to 8 weeks. You know, you wonder about this when you watch games and you see pitches fouled off and errant throws that seem to be rifled down at the first baseline that are incredibly fast. A cameraman was injured on Wednesday night at Yankee Stadium. He was hit in the head by a wild throw from a Baltimore Orioles rookie shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. He was right next to the Yankees dugout on the first base side, and he was hit, and boy, people clapped, but you could see he was really, really shook up. The good news, he was conscious, underwent tests at a local hospital, and there weren't any other updates after that, but fingers crossed, this is what they were saying is okay, but it delayed the game about 17 minutes. And even afterwards, there were players talking about how scary it was to see that, because you saw the reaction was bad, so you knew that this definitely struck him enough to mean something, and there you go. So with the All-Star Game popping up, it's always a big deal to watch the Home Run Derby, and Pete Alonso, he gets a rematch of sorts against Julio Rodriguez, and this is a first-round matchup between the Mets first baseman, who's a two-time champ, and the Mariners center fielder. That's all part of the Derby that takes place on Monday, this upcoming Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern, and the winner gets $1 million. They had to make it mean something for people who make millions of dollars. And, of course, there's the usual suspects that will be part of the whole thing, too, but it's probably Alonso Rodriguez that'll be pretty compelling for who's going to hit the most home runs, right? That's just pocket change, $1 million. Just a little pocket change for them. Some tennis history was made at Wimbledon, and that was from Djokovic. Djokovic took down Jordan Thompson for his 350th career Grand Slam match win. It's incredible. Deep into his 30s, what he's able to do. Some Americans, it's early rounds, are still in this thing, looking at the Americans, both women and men. One of the, I think, great Americans who has a chance to advance even further into the Wimbledon draw. Maybe, who knows, maybe he makes it to the finals. But Francis, they call him Francis Tiafo, who I've seen play and we've actually interviewed before, he really just advanced in straight sets over Yibling, and he just was accurate drilling the ball and, you know, kept hammering his opponent to the point that there was just no way that this was going to end up in a five-setter. Absolutely no way. But it's going to be tough to get all the way through to the finals. Like I said, Tiafo is trying to become the first American man to win the trophy since Pete Sampras got his seventh title in 2000. It's so hard to get to that point, to be at that level where you go all the way through. And Sampras was one of the best on grass. Let's jump to football for a couple of quick hits there. Titans running back Haskins was arrested on a charge of assault. It's the off season, and looking at what's happening with players, Hassan Haskins, this was assault by strangulation stemming from something that happened back at the end of June with his girlfriend. So he was booked and then later released after posting $10,000 bond. The Titans just released a tight-lipped situation saying, "We're aware of the situation and we're gathering additional information." The police report reads like this: he strangled his girlfriend, Miyaka Green, during a disagreement on June 22nd, stemming from when he saw that she liked another man's Instagram photo. They got into an argument. It resulted in Green throwing Haskins' shoe on the floor. He told her to stop, and then when that didn't happen, he pushed her to the ground, tossed her in a bed, used both hands to strangle her. The fight continued, allegedly, with both of them slapping each other. Wow. Sounds like a nasty, terrible thing that really escalated there. So we will see where that goes. The Titans selected him in the fourth round of the 22 draft, and he's a second-year running back who had 25 carries for 93 yards and 11 catches for 57 last season, but there were some high hopes about him coming into this year. I talked about this before, but I've gotten more reaction to it. The NFL suspended four players for gambling violations. I think more people are starting to pay attention to what? Who was that? The Colts had two players, Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry, and free agent Demetrius Taylor, by the way, suspended indefinitely. The Titans also had an offensive tackle who was suspended six games for betting on other sports at the workplace. But the Colts announced that both Rodgers and Berry had been waived because of the suspensions. And the general manager just said the integrity of the game is of the utmost importance. And there are certain rules that are in place when it has to do with players. And one is just flat out, don't bet on the NFL. There's signs in all of the locker rooms. Don't gamble at your team's facility or while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. Don't have someone bet for you. Don't share team inside information. That seems pretty obvious, right? Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Don't play daily fantasy football. But some players just don't pay attention, and some of them are getting burned by that, by not paying attention to what the specifics are with the rules, because it's very clear. They try to make them as simple and transparent as possible, right? This is one of those things. It's called cost cutting. The New Orleans Pelicans waived Garrett Temple. He was going to make $5.4 million this season. The Pelicans previously agreed to push back the guaranteed date on the contract from June 30th to July 7th to give them a better chance to look at a possible trade. I mean, now, Temple's popular. He's a popular player because he's a native of nearby Baton Rouge, and he graduated from LSU in 2009. So he made his NBA debut in February of 2010, played on several 10-day contracts before catching on with the Wizards. He played there for four seasons. He's played for 11 teams, but he spent the past two seasons with New Orleans, which was a big deal because of the local tie with him. All right, just a reminder, you can pick up my book, Invade the Man Cave, on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. We talk about all the sports, including soccer, Major League Baseball, horse racing, and everything else in between. Coming up next, a conversation with David Random about his book, Connected.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. USA News Update. The Justice Department's reviewing a federal court's decision to limit the Biden administration's communications with social media companies.
They're going to look into, evaluate our options.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration certainly disagrees with the ruling. Republican states have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor conservative voices during the COVID pandemic and about elections. The Pentagon will make changes to how military personnel access classified information information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Joins us, and he's written a book called Connected. We talked to him once a long time ago, it feels like, but his book is so, what is the word? It just pulls you in. You know what? It's like when you're watching TV and you see these good teases for a show that you think, oh, is this going to be a good crime show? Is this going to be interesting? And that's what I think. When I read his book, I think, and I've read it twice, I think that this is something that should be like on Netflix, or it should be somewhere. It should be turned into some kind of a television something or other. It should be adapted. But it's such an intriguing story, and he's such a good writer, and it's such a good novel. David, thanks for coming back on.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you, Kate.
So for people who don't know about the story, let's start there. Tell them about the road to Connected. And it's a case of unique proximity. That's the other part of that. And it's about twins. Explain the story to people.
Well, it's the storyline is pretty simple for a complicated story. It's this is a crime novel. It's fictional. It takes place in around Cambridge, Boston area of Massachusetts. And a Harvard professor, Dr. Janko, is stabbed to death, murdered, right at the beginning. And the murderer's brother comes forward as an eyewitness. And right in the beginning of the book, the murderer confesses. So it's not a whodunit because we know who the killer is. You know, he's not denying anything. The problem arises when we learn that the eyewitness brother and the murderer are conjoined twins. So they're literally joined at the abdomen since birth. And this is not only a police procedural we follow two Cambridge City detectives on this case who don't really know what they're trying to prove because they're not trying to discover who killed the professor. But it's a legal dilemma of unprecedented proportion because they can't lock up the murderer without locking up his innocent brother along with him. The brother tried to stop the murderer, so he's not an accomplice. So this provides a kind of an unprecedented legal dilemma.
Yeah, no kidding, because you mean if you have to lock up the innocent brother along with the other brother, and then everything that happens in the legal system, and how do you prosecute somebody who's a murderer who's, I guess, is kind of immune to the punishment because
kind
of the fact
of
the twin?
Yeah. I mean, the prosecution is trying to, you know, not let a murderer walk free, but the defense doesn't want an innocent man to go to prison. I mean, anything they do to try to punish the murderer would certainly affect his conjoined twin. So it is a legal dilemma. In fact, I've had people, I've talked to people who've read the book, and they said the whole way through, because there are a lot of courtroom scenes in this,
yeah,
the whole way through the book, they're thinking, gosh, if I were the judge, what would I do? How would I rule in this case? And there are a number of courtroom cases because you have two individuals. So
how did you come up with this story?
The story has kind of been in the back of my mind for many, many years. It started actually, I know exactly when it started. It was probably more than 20 years ago now. I read a biography, a true story, a biography of Chang and Eng, who were born in the 1800s in Thailand, which was then Siam, hence the term Siamese twins. And they were born conjoined back in the 1800s. They eventually moved to, they were brought to the U.S., where they worked in the employ of the P.T. Barnum Circus as freaks, quote unquote. And Chang and Eng lived in the southern part of the United States. They actually made quite a bit of money working for the circus. They each had their own farm. They'd spend a couple days at one farm, then travel to the other one's farm, work there for a couple days. They were both married, and you sitting down for this?
I'm sitting down.
Yeah. Between them, they had 21 children. And that, I know, that's what got me to think. I mean, I couldn't get my mind off of that. I thought, gosh, there must be some mechanism in the human brain that allows you to turn off all awareness of what's happening just right beside, inches beside you, or else they'd go insane. I mean, that's their only way they can be alone. And I thought, gosh, if that's the case, if there's this part of the human brain that can just shut off awareness, one could commit a murder or any kind of crime, and the other wouldn't know it till it's done. And that's when the light bulb went off. But that was many years before I started writing. And then what followed was 4.5, almost 5 years of both legal and medical research. I know more about conjoined twins than probably most people. But it's fascinating. I mean, you know, we don't realize that, in fact, they spend a lot of time in courtroom scenes trying to convince the court that they are indeed two separate individuals, if separate only in a figurative sense. They both have different personalities, and this comes through in a lot of the courtroom scenes. In fact, they have totally different personalities. So that's how it started.
Yeah, wow. And all that research. And that's, it's so well written, and that's it, because you really put the time into it. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And you said it with the questions. I think part of it is that, like, ooh, it opens your mind to thinking, what would you do? What would the judge do?
What would I do if I were the judge? Right. I think that people will be feeling that the whole way through on every page. but also just to realize that I had one disabled person who had read this who called to thank me and said that it helps people have an awareness of just because we're different, just because we may have a physical disability, we're not different. We still have, personalities. We still have interests. We still have fun. We still laugh. So he was just thanking me for bringing that awareness to people's attention.
Yeah. You can get the book, of course, Connected, David Random. It's easy to find it on Amazon. It has a beautiful new cover on it that, again, that just like brought to mind, this needs to be something on the tube or somewhere. And who knows, one day it might end up there. You talk about your research for that, and you are such an interesting person, David. I wanted to tell people something else that you've done, because you've created these rockets. And the rockets right now, for a short time still, but where people can see the pictures anyway, you could go to bostonsculptors.com and you can see some of David's rockets. Tell us about that. Tell us about doing these sculptures.
That started many years ago as well. For a while, I was a part-time antique dealer, and I'd come back from antique auctions with all this wonderfully decorative stuff and, box lots of it, and not really knowing what to do with it. I hung some of it on the wall because just individual pieces are so beautiful. And eventually because my background is in art anyway, I attended Massachusetts College of Art and my whole career was as an art director. I started putting pieces together that just seemed to want to fit. And because of kind of a childhood fascination with Flash Gordon and Jules Verne, which is known as steampunk now, for those of you who are familiar with the term steampunk, I started making the things, just wanted to become rocket ships. All these antique and vintage parts went together and formed rocket ships. And that's all I used, by the way, is antique and vintage repurposed artifacts. And they can be seen at davidrandom.com, as well as Boston Sculptors Gallery, where I have an exhibit currently in Boston. And I made this scavenger hunt kind of for people, and especially kids enjoy it too. It's a list of, I think, 15 or 20 items. Can you find the... And then they have to go around to all my different rockets and see if they can track down the bicycle pedal, the ice skate blades, the antique hose nozzles. And they're all antique and vintage pieces. So they have to go around to all these different rocket ships and find all the pieces. And they're made so they blend in. It's not, these aren't supposed to look like patchwork quilts, but sort of one contiguous piece. And they're all rocket ships, so.
I love it. I'd love to see that traveling around, too, where we could all go on that scavenger hunt. But it's wonderful. And you said at davidrandom.com, you can go there and see those as well. Pick up Connected.
Right.
It's on Amazon. David, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schubert joins us. Her book is called Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God. And wow, what a story it is, where she talks about things that happened. It's inspired by a real life event. Some of you could relate to this. Some of you hope this doesn't happen to you. And how do you come out on the other side? Donna, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Kate, for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
So tell me the story. Tell us about the real-life event that you talk about in the book.
Yes. So my book is really my reflection of walking through an alcohol addiction with my oldest son. And the book is about, again, like I said, my reflection of how things went, things that I did well, things that I didn't do very well, and there was a lot of those things I didn't do very well. And then just looking at all the people in our lives and how we communicate with them. And the book sort of goes through, you know, the married portion of when you're dealing with the addiction of a child, which really could work for any situation where somebody is dealing with an addiction, but it goes through the marriage part. It goes through where there's other children in the home. It talks about that. It talks about other family members and how we communicate with them, or mostly how we don't communicate appropriately with them. And then just your outside influences, your friends, where you try to hide yourself and try to hide your situation, and you're just really not looking for help. You're trying to solve this problem that is unsolvable on your own. And then as I move on through, probably toward the end of the book, it starts to talk about where I met God and started building a relationship with him and how he sort of walked me through that relationship process through starting going to church, which is something that I had never done. It was sort of an on and off thing. And I always had a relationship with God, but it was sort of like this relationship that you have with a distant cousin that you see, you know, every once in a while. And so just walking through that process and all of the things that have changed and how it changed my family, how it brought my son out of the addiction that he was in and allowed him to start working on the true heart problem that he had that was causing him to lean toward trying to self-medicate. And another portion of this book is really explaining the importance of educating yourself when your family is going through something, whether it be addiction or anything. Learn as much as you can about what's going on there so that you can learn to communicate appropriately and that so that you can learn to give them the things that they need to try to walk this thing out.
How tough was it going through that? I mean, you talk about in your book that it was like your worst nightmare, that 14 years old, your oldest child starts to drink, and that catches you off guard because everything's fine, and now all of a sudden, you mentioned it, you don't really reach out for help, you don't want anyone to know, and that even becomes mm-hmm. really tough because you have to spend so much time walking around people, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, yeah, I mean, I know that it sounds, it's not that we didn't realize pretty quick that there was a problem, but, yes, we had no idea. I mean, our child went from, you know, being a straight-A student one day to almost the next day just being a person that we didn't even recognize. So, you know, we weren't prepared, and most of the time nobody is prepared for the things that drop on them like that. But once that happens, you know, everybody around you starts to see that change. And I think as parents, I know from my standpoint, you start to feel shame. You start to feel like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? You know, how am I going to fix this thing? And you just sort of pulling within and saying, okay, I've got to fix this. This is my problem to fix. And we really can't. I mean, as individuals, this is not a problem that we can fix, even when it's our young children, to be able to do that. We have to reach out for help in that situation.
So when people read Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God, what do you hope they take away?
The main thing that I hope that they take away from this book really is three things, and knowing that if you're going through the situation, an addiction with anyone in your family, that you are not alone. There are so many people that are walking this path, and we need to pull together and get the help that we need so that we can be that role model and that strength for the person that's in our lives. We also need to learn how important communication is with everyone that's in our sphere of influence so that we can stay out of this mode of being hurt by everything that is said to us and that we can stay out of this place of offense, because when we're there, there's no way for us to move forward. And then number three is to really, really strengthen your relationship with God and to pull him into your life. Because once you do this and you can hear him speaking to you and guiding you, then you're going to start to see all aspects of your life change. And you're going to be able to walk in something new and really start becoming someone that you've probably never been. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And I want everybody to know.
And saying that's a great thing, what was it like? I like how you described, you know, it was just like a casual relationship. Hey, sometimes you went to church, like they used to say, Christmas and Easter, Christmas and Easter. And, and so now that changed, and when that switch happened, did that also give you peace?
Most definitely. It is so crazy how once you start that relationship with God and you start listening to Him, all of these things that you've had going on in your mind that you've had a thought process about, and I'm talking about negative things, things that you never thought that you could look at in a different way, God can come in and change your mindset on that. And it's really just about infusing that love in your heart that He put in there to begin with. But we allow all these outside worldly influences to change those things in us. God can come in. Listen, I thought that I could never have the same relationship with my child from that day forward, let's say, when he started drinking and things just really started changing in our life. I believe that my relationship with him could never, ever be the same. The Lord came in and changes all of that around and restores all of that. Do we forget the things that transpired? No, that's our testimony. But we can look at these things through a lens that is not filtered by hurt and shame. And that's what God does. That's what God does for everyone. And getting into church and getting in with like-minded people and just building that family and having someone to go to and to love on during the good times and the bad times will change your life, regardless of where you're sitting today. It will change your life.
And how is the son doing now?
He's doing great. He, the 24th of this month will be 5 years sober.
Great.
He's getting ready to have his 4-year wedding anniversary. He owns his own business. He's just, he's a different person. I mean, he's back to the person that we knew as that young boy and is just excelling in so many things. And we're so proud. And again, I'm going to throw that back to where it belongs. And that is with God, because God changed that.
Wow. Your story is so wonderful and coming out on the other side. And I love where you talk about that. That happens to people. The relationships change and they can't let go of what happened. But instead, you learned how to do that. You learned how to do that by having the relationship with God. So the name of the book is Reflections, A Struggling Mother's Walk with God. Donna Schubert,
yes.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I so enjoyed it.
By the way, you can get the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.